This is the brief on the massive pushback hitting AI labs this month. Across the country, six massive spheres of influence, from Wall Street to state governments, just slammed the brakes on conversational AI, stepping right into a vacuum left by a completely silent federal government. First, Wall Street and paying customers are halting the financial momentum. OpenAI and Anthropic just delayed their IPOs to 2027 because investors refused that trillion-dollar valuation floor, pointing to SpaceX's rocky IPO. Plus, customers are rebelling. A startup named Lindy ditched Anthropic's Claude for a cheaper model called DeepSeek because inference costs were literally eating them alive, dropping their expenses by 90%. Is the AI hype bubble finally colliding with basic corporate accounting? Second, state watchdogs and evaluators are stepping up to force accountability. 42 state attorneys general subpoenaed OpenAI over model sycophancy, which is when AI tells you what you want to hear instead of the truth. Get this, the Pennsylvania Department of State is 60 days into suing Character AI under the Medical Practice Act, 63 PS, Section 4223, for unlicensed medical practice. Meanwhile, auditors like Metra flagged a huge lack of safety mechanisms. It's basically a societal immune system fighting off unregulated tech. Finally, we've got the complete silence of the seventh room, the federal apparatus. While states and markets take aggressive action, Washington is totally paralyzed. Seven federal counters ticked over with zero action. The Bipartisan Guard Act is stalled at day 61, and the FDA still lacks a permanent commissioner. Has the federal government permanently abdicated tech regulation to the free market? So while the states and the free market aggressively draw the line on AI safety, the federal government is literally nowhere to be found.